important was the media to that whole punk thing?
Well, they really built it up, and then they played on all the bad elements of the whole thing and helped, I guess, destroy it, you know, by bringing out all the negative elements to the public, you know, made it into a fashion show.
Yeah, they would focus in on one person.
Didn't focus in on the music. These people were playing real rock and roll for the first time in a long time. We had a real rock and roll bands, us, the Sex Pistols and the Clash. This played off on the fashion and safety pins.
Nazi stickers.
And the whole sensationalism.
With Sid, with all his problems and him dying.
It's only a few people, then the whole scene.
Of course, it got turned off for the masses. You know, even kids that were listening to heavy metal type bands, which they might have been able to get into the punk thing because it was real rock and roll, but they just turned off everybody. They couldn't understand it. You know.
Do you think the media created it and then destroyed it?
I think
they brought it out. I mean, they didn't create punk. I mean, the bands created punk, but yeah, they overdid it right away and just destroyed it from overexposure. Like, same time.
English punk bands too. They were self-destructive from the beginning, and the stuff that they got into and started preaching and what went on at their shows, they instigated all of it, and they really brought about their own downfall, because there is no way you will ever get commercial access. Become commercially accessible with the antics that they were pulling
right.
at the time.
And then second generation punk bands would then come out and try to outdo whatever they're seeing on the TV and just made it just snowball into something that got worse and worse.
It's like I said, it went from being fun to being political, and then it just became self-destructive.
I think Malcolm played a major role in that, you know, with the whole sensationalism and kind of directed it that way, and then the press.
It was basically fashion. That's really all it was.
Yeah.
Just fashion.
Another fad.
You know, a bunch of clothes store owners really were behind a lot of this stuff too. The Clash's first manager,
Malcolm too.
Rhodes was. I was at Richard Hell and the Vaudois, who did a tour with the Clash for 7 weeks, and he would always talk about fashion. Let's do this. Let's change this. And it wasn't them. And I could hear arguments with Mick Jones and him saying, well, I don't want to wear this, I don't want to wear that. So that's really what it was. It was a fashion statement.